Device Personalization Services offers a wealth of functions to your Android device by utilizing the system's characteristics. This feature, in particular, allows you to add smart predictions to your smartphone as well as other actions that make your life easier. Device Personalization Services is an excellent tool for customizing various aspects of your Android terminal's user interface. Your phone may also manage your contacts or text messages to save you time, in addition to more precise recommendations. Malware, on the other hand, refers to any intrusive software produced by cyber criminals, commonly referred to as NQOT, hackers NQOT winking face, in order to steal data and damage or destroy computers and computer systems. Read related. How can an attacker execute malware through a script? Android, like any other operating system, is not immune to malicious applications, and while Google is working to improve security, there is always the risk of a problem. It's time to take matters into our own hands and clean our Android phone if we notice it's misbehaving or acting weirdly. For example, sporadically flashing us advertisements or spamming our contacts with advertising messages. When this happens, we can use Device Personalization Services malware to protect ourselves. Device Personalization Services malware means that you have given malevolent activities permission to infiltrate your mobile, deliberately or unknowingly, through device customization services, i.e., you've given them permission to access all of the data on your phone. Whether you have a problem or not, this article will teach you all you need to know to get things back to normal or avoid it from happening again. Malicious software does not enter Android as such, and we are the ones who grant it access. Obviously, we do not do it consciously, and harmful programs like games that seek for permission to use the microphone to listen to our chats and sell advertising data try to creep in without us realizing. Our first bit of advice is common sense. Don't take things as they seem on the screen, and don't be afraid to pause and investigate any element that appears suspicious or weird. On Android, malicious apps gain access because we grant them permission without recognizing it. As a result, being cautious is the greatest method to avoid it, and Device Personalization Services malware can help in doing so. After that, let's go over the many activities that may be taken to eliminate malware and other forms of viruses by employing Device Customization Services. Disable installation of unknown apps by default. Android only allows you to install apps from Google Play, and if a manufacturer has their own app store, such as Samsung, it also allows you to authorize them. We have an option in the settings menu of our mobile that allows us to install stuff in APK format, similar to the X of a Windows PC, and it is deactivated by default. Disable it and leave it as it was by default if you don't have an actual need to install something that isn't on Google Play. Check to see if we've given any unusual rights to any apps. It's time to get down to business and solve our problem now that we've eliminated the possibility of installing software from unknown sources. Any smartphone running Android 5.0 Lollipop or higher includes a permissions system that prompts us for permission to access various portions of our Android when we open a new app for the first time, as shown in the images above these lines. Keep in mind that, while it is effective, it is not unbeatable. In Android, the most sensitive permissions are storage. An app can save material in our Android's memory and access it later. Camera enables you to photograph and film video. Deny it if you don't absolutely need it. Microphone allows you to record or listen to music. Be very careful with them. Contacts access to our calendar, as well as their names, phone numbers, and email addresses. Phone. This allows you to call a program. Be careful. SMS allows you to send text messages to premium services. Accessibility developed for accessibility apps, such as allowing blind people to use their phone's location to share and gain access to our current position. The device personalization services malware system in Android can save us from many attacks if we are careful when we open an app for the first time. Identify malicious applications. Assume we haven't been able to identify any apps with abnormal permissions, yet our Android continues to malfunction. Let's try another option, which is available on any reasonably updated device. Categorize applications based on the type of function they do. Within the settings menu in applications, we will find an option, normally hidden in the upper right corner, where we will find the special access apps, device administrators, apps that can be displayed on top, apps that change system settings, access to notifications, use premium SMS services, access to usage data. Uninstall apps now that we've done a thorough job of investigating and analyzing harmful Android applications and located them. It's time to get rid of them. Starting Android in safe mode entails booting the phone with just enough protection to prevent malware from taking effect. We can uninstall any application that has resisted removal from here. Start your Android in safe mode. It's as simple as hitting and holding the power button for a few seconds on most Android devices too. Activate the Safe Start mode, also known as emergency mode by some manufacturers. Rebuild from the ground up. If things continue to go wrong at this stage, it's time to take serious measures and restore the terminal. Let's make a backup of everything we care about: pictures, videos, messaging, app discussions, etc., and start over. Let's go to settings and look for the option to remove everything and start over with a clean Android. Change your passwords, activate two-step verification now that we've made sure everything is gone and there's no evidence of malware left. It's time to try to limit the damage as much as possible, which is why the first thing we should do is change the passwords for all the services we've linked to our phone, emails, bank accounts, social media. Yes, the malware may not have progressed to that degree, but any protection is insufficient. It's also convenient to enable two-step verification or use a gateway like Google Authenticator to ensure that our credentials are secure and that if an access attempt is made, we receive an SMS first to notify us and then to provide our approval, assuming we were the ones who logged in. You might also consider downloading an antivirus program on your phone. Antiviruses are a useful tool for the inexperienced, but as long as we're careful, they're just a drain on the processor and a waste of power. I hope this article was helpful and answered all of your questions about device personalization services malware prevention.